It's the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C, where we uplift, educate, and motivate. Let's talk about life and faith, ministry, and so much more. Conversations from a pastor's wife perspective. I'm Lady C, your host. Family, be sure to like, follow, and share Rise and Shine with Lady C on Facebook and Instagram. Also, head over to CheriseCrump.com for all things Rise and Shine. This episode is dedicated to the First Lady of the City Church, Reynoldsburg, none other than Lady Angel Miles. God bless you, my beautiful sister. Family, today in the studio, we have somebody special in the kingdom. Oh, yes, we do. A man on a mission with a vision. I'm so honored to have none other than Pastor Eric Miles. Pastor Eric is a native of Columbus, Ohio, and accepted his ministry calling at the tender age of 17 years old. Pastor E has participated in various forms of ministry, serving in youth pastor roles, beginning with Calvary International Worship Center, Agape Outreach Ministries, and Unity Christian Fellowship Church. In 2011, Pastor E was installed as the senior pastor of the City Church Reynoldsburg, formerly Agape Outreach Ministries, by Bishop Howard Tillman. Under his leadership, the ministry has continued to grow into a multicultural, multi-ethnic, and multi-generational church. He is married to the beautiful Lady Angel Miles, and together they share the joy of five children. Welcome to Rise and Shine, Pastor E!
I love it.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Absolutely. I am so honored. I have to share this, family. Pastor Eric is family. He was the MC at me and Bishop Crump's wedding reception. Yes. And what a time we had.
I'm hung up by turntables.
I love it. So again, thank you for sharing your oratorical gift with us. Pastor E, how are you?
I am doing well. It is a joy to be here with you on this morning, and just excited. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get into our interview. You know, I'm so excited to hear about your journey in life and ministry. So share with us, who is Pastor Eric Miles? That's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question. That is a loaded question. Yes. You know what? I had the opportunity to sit up underneath the tutelage and mentorship of Bishop Howard Tillman.
Awesome.
And it was probably at one of the most critical points in my life, as life back then was falling all the way apart. And I never will forget, I sat in that balcony for 7 years, and largely unknown to most, and most people didn't even know that I was meeting with Bishop Tillman behind the scenes. And one of the very first things that he coached me on was, we're going to focus on Eric the man.
That's good.
Because it is the core of who you are, and everything else is an extension or tentacles of who you are, who you represent. Yes. And so when you talk about who is, you know, Eric the pastor, I got to start with Eric the man.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Pastor.
So, you know, I am a native of Columbus, Ohio, have been here the majority of my life. Okay. I am a Michigan fan. Go Blue. I got to slide that in there.
Help him.
But you know, there is so much to my life that, you know, in short, I would say, man of faith for sure.
Yeah.
Husband, yes. Father, and I also am an employee, so I'm an HR practitioner.
Come on, man.
And not just an HR practitioner, but an HR practitioner of color.
Amen.
And so super excited about that. So you know, I am multifaceted, I guess.
That's
if you
awesome.
Will, and ministry is just a portion of the representation of who God created me to be.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Talking about the core.
Yeah.
Of who we are, and sometimes that's so overlooked.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
So we have to focus on that.
Yes, ma'am.
On that core and that character.
Yes, ma'am.
And integrity and all of that. So, Pastor E, I was reading your bio. And very impressive. And I like to read individuals' bios, because sometimes, you know, we think we know a person, or
sure.
we think that we are aware, but to really sit down and look at all of the major accomplishments, you know, of, you know, what you have done throughout the years. So the Lord showed me, as I was reading, it was a process.
Yes.
You went through a process.
Yes.
To becoming a senior pastor.
Oh, yeah.
And what, in this day and age,
yeah.
you already know, many
yes.
want to serve They want to lead. They want to be in front. They want to be out front.
Yep.
They want the platform, but many do not want to submit to the process.
Yes.
Talk with us about the importance. Oh, I know you got some good stuff of allowing God to take us through the process to fulfill His will for our lives, the process.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone's process is tailor-made for them.
That's good.
And so one of the things that we do that can cause us to misstep is to look at someone else's journey and to try to remanufacture that.
That's good.
When that's not God's design or plan for your life, so to speak. You know, my journey really started with my mother, who is whom I love dearly.
Yeah.
She was an evangelist for many years before becoming a senior pastor. And because of that exposure, we were exposed to so many different types of church, styles of church, types of ministries, etc. And so it opened me up and gave me an opportunity to find God in a way that didn't box Him in.
Yes, sir.
And so when you talk about the journey, I think I've done a little bit of everything in church, you know, from choirs to ushering with them white gloves on, standing in the back. Over there, First Church on 115 Wilson Avenue before they moved.
I love it.
And so done a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, I am a servant.
Come on now.
I told my wife the other day, I said, I love serving.
Yeah.
I have a pastor friend who I look up to. I won't name drop. But I've been like wanting to text him and be like, hey, if you're ever traveling, and I know you got plenty of people to line, but if you ever need somebody, just call me. And I'll be there, right? So it's really about serving. Even before I came here today, there are things that God has gifted me in an administration. Sir. And so there's a lot of things even still in my church that I'm still responsible for, because I want to make sure that things get done the right way, that they're at a level that will make people proud of our church, et cetera. And so, it's been a journey, and it's ebbs and flows,
that
you know,
awesome.
Ebbs and flows. And I think you just have to subscribe to the plan that God has for you.
That's awesome.
And that sometimes is easier said than done, because you don't always have a paradigm or a model to go off of, or an instruction manual.
Yes.
And so that's a challenge at times.
You're right, because everyone's process is different.
Sure.
And sometimes we can compare.
Yes.
And everyone's journey and what God has called you to do is completely different than what perhaps, you know, God has called me to do.
Yes.
And and it's okay, but we gotta learn to go through the process.
And we're the body. So we're jointly fitted together,
Good.
For the glory of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so we can learn how to, I tell my wife all the time, I said, I'd be a good number two. When it's time to come down from being a senior pastor, I'd be a good number two. And would have no problems being a good number two, would have no problem going to go get my pastor's car, going to go be his armor, whatever I need to do. Because at the end of the day, I am first a servant, right?
Yes.
Christ said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. So there is a model for what discipleship looks like and for what service looks like.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Yep. That is awesome. So you spoke a little bit that you are a bivocational pastor.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen here, pastors, y'all go to work. Y'all go to work.
No, listen. That's going to be another episode.
That's another episode. That is another episode. So I have been in human resources for a little over 20 years.
Okay.
So currently working as an HR business partner for a major healthcare company that focuses on healthcare.
Awesome.
And so really excited about that, you know, and quite frankly, again, conversation for a different day, but being bivocational, as much as I desire to be full-time, being bivocational has enabled our ministry to excel, because it takes the pressure off of my church to provide for me and my family, and particularly at a life or at a level that I want to live it at. So I don't put any pressure on my church. If I can go one step further, you know, I haven't had a raise in 4 years because I told them I don't want it.
Yeah.
Because I'm good.
Because you're good.
I'm good, and I want the church to be able to grow and to do some amazing things, which is one of the things that we'll talk about. But bivocational, I love what I do. I get to travel. I get to see the country. I get to meet awesome people. I get to mentor people.
Come
I get to
on.
Be salt and light in my day job, right? Not just from the pulpit or from a platform. So I love it. Yep.
Now, I got to continue that just a little bit. So, Pastor E.
Yeah.
You works.
Yes. Yeah.
I had to put an S on
yes,
that.
Yeah, plural.
You know what, Pastor? And it really makes a difference.
Yep.
Bishop and I, we work full time.
Okay.
For many, 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 many years.
Sure, sure.
And you are right. And I like how you said that. It takes the pressure
yes.
off.
Yes. Yep.
And then sometimes, you know, taking the pressure off. And then at times, if we need to undergird, mm-hmm. come on now.
Yep.
If we need to undergird and step in, God has blessed us where we can
yes.
do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really important. So, yeah. Family, listen up. If you in ministry, listen. You got to work today. Gone are the days
work.
Where I know years, many years ago, you know, we were able, the people took care
yes.
of yep. the first family.
Yeah.
But we are in.
Yeah. It's a different day.
A different day.
You know, Lady Sharice, I think you shortchange God when all you do is one thing.
I like that.
We are multi-talented,
yes.
multifaceted. We are his workmanship,
yes.
right? Created in Christ Jesus for good things to happen
yes.
in the earth. And so I discovered one day that I just don't want to be known as Pastor Eric.
That's good.
I am talented in many different mm-hmm. ways and can offer value in many different ways. And I think when we bring our talents, skills, and ability to the table, God then can say, all right, I can trust you with the talent that I gave mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. grow the talents, and I can do more with you mm-hmm. as well. And so I'm doing more because I am stepping into my talents. And yes, love pastoring, passion
yes.
for people,
yes.
but the world is bigger than our churches. And my and here it is, my voice is bigger than Sunday morning. And that's what it comes
Ooh.
Down to. And so you have to find where is your voice? What's your vein? What's your
that's
lane
good.
That you should be in? And by being in corporate America, it has its own set of challenges.
Yes, it does.
But it has made me such a more well-rounded mm-hmm. individual mm-hmm. and citizen in God's kingdom.
I like that.
Yep.
A citizen in
yep.
God's kingdom.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Multi-faceted,
Absolutely.
Multi-talented. That's
yep.
awesome. I serve as a supervisor professionally.
Okay. I love it.
So who, y'all? Pastor E, what is going on in the workplace?
Oh, it's crazy. Y'all think these kids is crazy. Try dealing with these parents.
Okay. Pastor E.
Yeah.
Do people want to work nowadays? And we ain't even talking about
yeah.
ministry, y'all. It's been a shift. I've
yeah.
seen this shift. We've pivoted.
Yeah. yeah.
And let me know, did this happen prior to COVID, or did COVID just really kind of exacerbate the situation?
Yeah, I think COVID exacerbated and exposed people's lack of interest in working what we'll call in really structured environments. And now, right, like the world shut down, so people were able to work from home. We saw mass exodus from
yes.
organizations, even from a human resource standpoint.
Yes.
We saw a mass exodus from organizations because, for whatever reason, people just changed. And I don't
yeah.
even know if it's so much a change as opposed to maybe they just had an opportunity to be who they really wanted to be, right? And so we saw this kind of transient movement mm-hmm. within corporate America where people just kind of shifted. And, you know, that worked out for some, maybe not so much for others. But I do think that there is a work ethic that is different.
Yes, sir.
Right. From
yes.
my generation, your generation and above, the
yes.
lower you go, the work ethic is just completely different.
My
so,
goodness.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I have witnessed and seen where mm-hmm. people have just left their laptop on the desk and left.
Yes.
And left Pastor
Absolutely.
E.
Yep.
And for those of us who are managers and supervisors, mm-hmm. we are in a different season. I'm
yes.
telling you, when I pull up, I am praying in my prayer language
yeah.
because it has really shifted.
Yeah. And I'll throw this out there. And this is a sensitive topic too mm-hmm. as well. But what we also saw was a rise in people's interest and comfort in sharing what used to be taboo, which is all around mental health.
Yes, absolutely.
And so mental health drove, I think, also
yeah.
a lot of what we saw, because many people said, this isn't good for my mental health. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Right? And so we saw a lot of that. So
yeah, yeah. absolutely. So that's really great information.
Yep.
So transitioning into an amazing ministry.
Amen.
Talk with me about the City Church Reynoldsburg. Tell us about your ministry and the amazing work that you are doing there.
Yeah, so we are formerly known as Agape Outreach Ministries. Okay. So the ministry was started by my mother, Renee Green Russell, in June of 2000.
Okay.
She was put into the role of pastor by Bishop A.S. Yancey. So we celebrate her as well.
Amen.
And then in 2011, when I moved back from Atlanta, I took over the ministry. Literally from scratch, it was sitting dormant, wasn't doing wow. anything other than just on paper, and came back and we just went to work, right? And so we have evolved into, again, as you read, you know, a multicultural. Yes. I will say that, you know, my ministry, the older I get, that age demographic sliding up the pole
I'm
a little
sure
bit.
Sure it is.
Yeah, sliding up a little bit. We're not in our 20s or 30s anymore.
Oh.
Apostle Eric Warren mm-hmm. came and gave a word during our relocation celebration yes. 7.5 years ago, and he talked about how there would be an entrance of families, and that's where our growth would be.
Okay.
And we are now in that season that
Amen.
We are literally seeing families coming in. And so we're really excited. And so if you say, who is the City Church? I want us to be the epicenter of Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
I love it.
I firmly believe that wherever your church is, that's where your direct influence ought to be.
Yeah.
That's where your partnerships mm-hmm. ought to be. And so we are now moving into that phase of ministry to really stand up and become
yeah.
the church in the community and the light in the community.
Yes.
And so we're really focusing on our outreach efforts.
Okay.
We're focusing internally on, I'm going to say the word, discipleship.
That's good.
We're focusing on discipleship because I believe that that's what moves the needle within our walk with Christ.
That is awesome.
Yep.
So I pass by your church
okay.
almost, if not every day,
okay.
almost every other day.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm going around the
stop on by.
The
stop
Sam's
on by.
Club and Walmart.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, one of the things that just blessed me, oh my goodness, the giving box.
The blessing box.
The blessing
yes.
box. Please
yes.
talk. Oh, I'm just, and
I am
Pastor,
so excited.
I see people faithfully. Do you
yes.
hear me?
Yes.
I'm talking about
yeah.
everyone.
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember. I want to give credit to whoever it's due. I don't
okay.
remember who came up with the idea, but there is essentially, it's a network of blessing boxes within the Central Ohio
okay.
area. And you don't have to do anything to really do it. You just have to just create a space,
okay.
right? And you can advertise it. And I think it's Blessing Box of Central Ohio. I can't remember their social media handle, but you can connect with them and they can get you on their map. So that way
Wonderful.
People who are looking for food know where to go. So I am proud to say that we have confirmed the largest blessing box in the network.
Wonderful.
And we have a partnership with one of the local retailers where they give us literally thousands of dollars
Praise
worth of food
God.
Produce to be able to get into the community. And to your point, that box is a hot box. It
Listen.
Is on constant rotation.
Listen.
So we can't keep it full fast enough.
I'm yeah. talking about what I see.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is awesome.
Yeah.
It is just to see
yes.
what you are doing,
yeah.
you know, in the community, and people are accessing it
yeah.
because hunger is a crisis.
Absolutely,
it, no matter socioeconomic,
yes.
you know, it is a major issue in country in
sure.
cities across.
Sure.
Across
yeah.
the nation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that is awesome.
Yeah, we have six defined outreach focuses for this year.
Mm-hmm.
One of those initiatives is to continue the blessing box. We want to figure out how we can expand it.
Okay.
Another initiative that we had, I'm super proud of this one, is called Serve the City.
Serve the City.
Yep.
I like that.
So within Serve the City, our goal is to raise $10,000 or more, and we're going to disperse that quarterly, and we're going to partner with our local grocery store to mm-hmm. help pay for groceries.
Wow.
We're going to partner with a gas station to help pay for gas.
Come on, Pastor
E.
We're
going to partner with a local school already confirmed, Taylor Road Elementary,
yes.
where we're going to provide lunch for all faculty during Teacher Appreciation Week. And my church doesn't even know this yet, so this will be breaking news. It was also brought up that, like, hey, there are times where children can't eat because their lunch accounts are negative. So we're going to figure out how we can bring accounts current
yes.
and put money in their account so no child is not able to
yeah.
eat, right? And so my goal, I'm a big faith vision person.
Yes.
My goal would be able to build a relationship with every school in Reynoldsburg. Now,
oh my goodness.
Could I do that by my church alone? Don't know. But I
yeah.
feel like if every church stood up, We could hit every church in Reynoldsburg and make sure no child is not eating during lunch because of no funds, lack of funds, or negative accounts, right? And so one more piece that we're doing, we're also going to help pay for prescription drug coverage as well.
Come on now.
So those are the things, that's our Serve the City initiative. Yes. And so I'm really excited about our efforts in terms of how we're turning our attention towards outreach.
I love it.
Yep.
Listen, family, tap in to Pastor Eric Miles in the City Church Reynoldsburg. And I do believe that even if you don't live in that city, you can still be a blessing.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, this is awesome. So Pastor E, many ministries are struggling, you know, with a decrease in membership and giving. You know, a little bit later on, I want you to encourage the pastors, you know, who are questioning, you know, God right now. But before we get to that question, can you share with us the good news that's happening on March 10th?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are so excited. We moved into our current facility at 9733 Taylor Road Southwest. September of 2016, we held our relocation celebration service. I believe it was October, November of 2016. Fast forward less than seven and a half years later, we have completely paid the building.
Look at God.
Off, 100% paid off. And I could almost leap out of this chair
Now.
We're so excited, right? So we own the building and the land, just under 2.5 acres of land that sits in a growing, thriving community. So we have on March the 10th at 5 p.m., we have Pastor Philip Rawls from Jacksonville, Florida coming. We have Bishop Howard Tillman coming to participate. We have my friend, Pastor Elgin Orton. God is doing amazing things with their church. He's coming. And my very good friend, Pastor John Hanna from Chicago, Illinois is coming. And then we also have Gregory Watkins and the Worship Chorale, the Worship and Praise Chorale. They are coming, I think, like 50 strong to shut us down in some good music as well. So I'm really excited.
I am excited. Yeah. Listen, we will be in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so excited. Congratulations to you Lady Angel on the beautiful work that you are doing at City Church
in
Reynoldsburg. We rejoice and
God
we celebrate.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, listen, I'm going to have to get my shout in.
It's going to be tight. You're going to have to shout in place. But
come on now. I know that's right. Listen, I know how to do that. I can shout on one foot.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's old school.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Pastor E, as we wrap up, could you encourage the pastors who are listening, those who are pastors, apostles, or just disciples, those elders, ministers, encourage the people who may be questioning, you know, God right now, encourage the people.
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to know what God said.
Come on.
What did he tell you? The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath God not said it, and shall he not bring it to pass? So he's going to do a performance, right? And as I think about performance, when you go to a performance, if you've ever been to a stage play, it's not a constant performance. There's what's called intermission, right? Where there's nothing happening during this time.
Yeah.
But it's just a break in the activity.
That's good.
And sometimes our breaks are becoming our breaking points.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that God wants you to make it through your intermission season.
That's good.
There is another act. The curtain has not closed. Mm. There is another level. There is another stage. There is another scene, right? There is some more good that is coming your way. And I know, you know, people hear this a lot, but I am a living witness of someone who was in a ministry, my ministry, which was thriving. We were taking off. And then because I lost focus, we were losing people as quickly as we were getting them, right?
Yeah.
But we stayed the course. Mm-hmm. I found people who were able to pour into me, who were able to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
We weathered COVID, right? Because all of this came on the heels of right before COVID. And now because of making it through the intermission, we are now in another season, in another scene where God is doing some amazing things. And Lady C, here's what I oftentimes think about. Had I quit, all of the people whose lives are being changed today, the people who are getting saved, the people who are getting baptized, the people who are trying church again or for the first time,
that's good.
They may not have these same experiences had I quit.
That's good.
And
that's
so right. Sometimes it's not even about you're going on for you. You have to be strong because there are people that are assigned to you.
That's good.
And you are assigned to them. And so say faithful. I am telling you as I know my name.
Hallelujah.
God is faithful. Stop comparing and just focus on the things that God said to you, and he shall do a performance in your life. It will happen.
Amen. Amen. Well said, family. It will happen. Family, thank you for joining me on the Rise and Shine Talk Show with Lady C. Family, let's celebrate Pastor E and Lady Angel. Join them on Sunday, March 10th at 5 p.m. at the City Church in Reynoldsburg. Family, remember, God has a plan. Trust the process. If God be for you, who can be against you? Let's rise and shine.